back. I was down between two 18-wheelers.
All right, I'm drawing vectors. I've got his house. I've got his location now, so I think he's exactly east of me, but I'm going to check it and be sure. Give me a second. W4DJW. Okay, Steve, I've got a vector on David. He is 88 degrees from my house, which I've got it pointed right to the east. So if I point it down to where, if you're down south on 85 of me, then I'm not going to see you're off to the side of the beam. But that's pretty cool. I'm going through a mountain of dirt to see him, and I'm seeing him.
Okay, well, right now I am sitting at the top of Pelham Road at 85, and I'm going to be turning right to go in towards town and then immediately turn right behind the Michelin building.
Let me find Pelham and 85. I'll draw a vector and tell you what that angle is.
HXS. Back on again.
Yeah, I see you on your base station just like I saw you on your car. Your car is just as good as your base station. They both work good.
I have pride in my signal. I must have brought a good signal that day. Get out of here. I'm going to go get cleaned up, and I got some people coming over to play a little music today down at the barn, so I'll catch you all later.
Okay, thanks for your help. And Steve, you're at 168 degrees right now. I'm still not seeing you.
Okay, I am between the Michelin building and you on the parkway. How about now? Do you see me now?
Yeah, there's a faint trace of you, but yeah, I don't hear anything, but I see you on the waterfall. It looks like Morse code with really long dashes sometimes. When you stop talking, it goes away. When you're talking, it shows up pretty bright.
Well, I'm going to continue talking. And follow me now. I'm coming up the parkway, and I'm coming up to a rise on Batesville Road. And my signal on the waterfall should be getting much, much stronger. What can I tell you? The rain in Spain, but I'm behind the Publix on Parkway. When I pop out from behind it and hit the top of this rise, that signal should start showing up pretty good. Tell me what you got now, boss. The
rain. Remember, I'm pointed at David's house. I'm pointed east, and you're at 168 degrees. Let me go outside and change the angle. It is coming up some, but you're nowhere near the major lobe. So give me a minute to go reposition. I got to use an Armstrong rotator. I don't have an electric rotator, so give me a minute. I'm going to go set it at 162, W4DJW.
Before you wasted all that effort, Steve, head towards that LK. I told you that he had to do that before you wasted all that effort, head towards that LK.
You know, hey, they call me the Mouth of the South, so it's all right.
Put in there. You guys have a good day. I'm listening out here. Heading for ZLK.
Have a good day. Be safe out there.
Hi from the UK. From the UK. Hi from the UK. G7ILP. Just a quick hello.
Sir, how are you from the UK? You're coming in very, very clearly. So you're using your EchoLink?
All right, I'm back. W4DJW. Transmit.
Transmitting up a storm, and I'll tell you what, it is such a beautiful day in the neighborhood, Mr. Rogers would be proud. He'd be very, very pleased, very, very proud. Who was it used to say that?
I don't know, but you're solid in there now. I see you. I got a solid trace on you.
I am at 107 Sunbelt Court, at the intersection of Sunbelt Court and, oh, shoot. My brain's gone blank. You know, that happens when you get to this stage, Dave. Sunbelt Court and Batesville Road.
Is that far from the intersection of 85 and Pelham, which is 62 degrees?
Should be almost in line directly back to your house.
Okay, that's the angle that I have it on, and it's showing up good. I see you. That's amazing. I can see through dirt. That's the first time I've ever been able to see through dirt.
Well, I'm back at my office building, and I got to get around here and supervise. So, stepping in the right direction, and I am hoping I'm going to bug out of here in the next couple of hours and get back to the house and get that antenna up. So, anything else before I go?
No, I scrolled my, I can hear myself. I scrolled my window off of the wrong frequency, and my SDR radio. I hit my mouse wheel by accident, and it scrolled off frequency, and that turned the speaker on. So that's why if you're hearing me echo, that's what's going on there. Anyway, hope you enjoy putting that antenna together. Hope it's there when you get home. You're going to like it. That's a nice one. It's a featherweight, too. It doesn't weigh much of anything at all. KM4VWA, catch you later, W4DJW.
Okay,
N4VDA,
clear.
Hi, from the UK, G7ILP, just a quick hello. Name's Kev.
K-Station, go ahead, KA2TXJ.
Yeah, hi there. I just thought I'd say hello quick. Won't hold you up. But, anyway, name's Kev, Kilo Echo Victor Kev, in the UK, of course. And just coming through on Echolink, I thought I'd just say hello.
Echolink. We don't have too many people talking into this repeater direct from the UK these days. But, well, it's good to hear you. You sound good. Audio's good and clear. The name here is Jim, Juliet India Mike. And the call is KA2TXJ, Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet. And I guess you know that we're located here in beautiful upstate South Carolina, right?
Yeah, okay there, Jim. Yeah, yeah. Well, I know roughly where you are. Yeah, I got this repeater on here because I used to chat to my a friend of mine, Jeff, KC8ZYB. He used to live down that area. He's moved, I don't know where he's moved to, up north somewhere now in the States. But, yeah, KC8ZYB, Jeff. So I used to chat to him on here. But anyway, I thought I'd just say hello and trust you're all okay there.
Things over in the UK these days. What's the weather like there currently?
Yeah, it's not been too bad, really. We've had quite a few days of nice sunshine. I've been sat out in the backyard and, you know, we're listening to radios and that. It's been nice. Yeah, so it's been quite good, really. It's a bit cloudier today. We had a little bit of rain, but not much anyway. So, yeah, not too bad at all, really. Back to you.
The first time we were in England, it's been years and years, we had three kinds of weather, rain, about to rain, and just finished raining. So, and that trip was in June. So whereabouts in the UK are you located?
Yeah, I'm near Oxford. I don't know if you've probably heard of the city of Oxford. We're about 10 miles north of there in a town called Bicester. So we're from the capital, we're about 45 miles northwest of, you know, the capital, London. London, yeah? Back to you.
So that's probably more suburban, almost, well, not rural, but kind of on the countryside, in the countryside out there.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of countryside in that round here. I didn't quite catch all that because I've got Zello running on this device, and somebody popped up on Zello on HubNet.
This is John in Southern California, KE6YGM mobile.
Just like that. So I must disconnect it. Sorry about that. Yeah, anyway, back to you.
I was just trying to pinpoint. So you're about 45 miles outside of London, you said, in Oxford, and we enjoyed our trip to the UK very much when we were there, but it's been probably, 35 years since that trip.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's, quite a nice place where we live here. I've been here all my life.
Anyone around on HubNet today from John in Southern California, KE6YGM Mobile.
Sorry, I got to turn that Zello off. Anyway, I won't hold it. So I need to sort this out.
Yeah, John, it's M7CTV.
Back to the chat.
The name's, oh, sorry, the name's Nathan.
Thanks for that.
I missed your call sign. I got K.
I'll let you run there, Kev. But it was nice chatting with you. Feel free to drop in any time. KA2TXJ.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, thanks for the contact. And
well, sorry.
Catch you again soon. Cheers and out.